Hello and welcome. I want to speak in this episode about solitary or conscious isolation. I was speaking with a fellow bachelor by choice. He encouraged me to start preparing myself mentally for a potential reconnect with my daughters and potential future grandchildren. This brings to mind the topic. See, I choose isolation. I'm okay with it. Many aren't. I've gone my whole life, and I tend to sabotage most of anything positive. Pessimism is a natural thing for me. Thinking the worst, hoping for the best, and often pleasantly satisfied by the results. If it doesn't pan out as expected, it's really no disappointment because I prepared myself for distaste, letdown, disappointment. Isolation versus loneliness. Loneliness is kind of a sadness or depression. Solitary or isolation is a choice. And it's not really loneliness, sadness, or depression. Consciousness versus chance or randomness and luck. I've said previously in my podcast, loneliness is the biggest or hardest struggle, but a man, quote, truly worth his salt and eyes to see and ears to hear, it really isn't loneliness. Thanks, Lion of MGTOW. The definition of loneliness is a feeling that arises when a person is alone with one's own thoughts and comfortable. Conscious isolation, to me, is taking a step back. Do you see the difference? It's kind of a mental suffering. Aristotle had a great quote once. He said, "Suffering becomes beautiful when anyone bears great calamities with cheerfulness, not through insensibilities, but through greatness of mind." See, I was raised around a mother and a father, and my ex chose to disallow me to be a part of my two girls' lives. I remember telling that fellow awakened bachelor, "I can say now that I can handle it when my girls come around later with a bastard child in tow, although not knowing if I truly could once the time arose." And I lay my eyes on that boy or girl, I may melt. But I choose not to. I choose me for a change. I choose not to be used or manipulated. I've come too far. I've improved on myself. I'm a good man now, whereas before I may not have been. Biological urges to protect, provide, defend, those are choices now. See, introspection can be defined as an examination and attention to your thoughts, your own ideas and feelings. My feelings and thoughts are, that's not my problem anymore. If my little girls come around with manipulative tactics with a grandchild in tow, sacrificing my peace of mind, my conscious isolation, my reality, which I've created for me, my benefit, would be a sense of self-harm. Someone very famous, an actor, who committed suicide, man, once wrote, "I used to think that the worst thing in life was to end up all alone. It's not. The worst thing in life is ending up with people that make you feel all alone." This can hold true for an ex who wishes to re-enter your life as well. My serendipity is defined as valuing things by chance. My conscious isolation is my serendipity. I encourage you to teach yourself to be okay with isolation. Be okay with yourself, with putting you first. It's a choice, not by chance. Through conscious isolation, we can train our minds to remain unperturbed in the face of constant bombardment with manipulative information and develop the emotional stability to behave rationally. Sassy Kumar. Take out the trash. As always, MGTOW, until your last breath. I want to give a shout out real quick to the countries that listen at one time or another to this podcast. Shout out to UK, Sweden, Croatia, Canada, Netherlands, Poland, Colombia, Australia, Portugal, Brazil, Germany, Puerto Rico, Pakistan, Philippines, India, Mexico, Syria, Italy, Denmark, New Zealand, Ukraine, Austria. Follow me on Facebook if you wish. I have a page there titled Single Not Desperate. Also, Stop 5G Texas. Take care, gentlemen.